It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs president Theo Epstein met with the media yesterday to give his thoughts on the end of the Northsider season. And while a lot of rumors are flying around about potential free agents, Epstein says it's important for the Cubs not to overreact to the way the season ended.
You have to be really careful extracting too many narratives from the postseason. It's dangerous. I do it. We do it all the time. The media does it as well. Fans do it. But, I think finding a way to win your 90-plus games year in, year out, and get to October as often as you can is still the tried-and-true best way to win a World Series.
Elsewhere in baseball, Game 6 of the ALCS tonight in Kansas City, David Price faces Yordano Ventura. Royals lead the series 3-2. Former Cubs catcher Scott Servais, the next manager of the Mariners, Gabe Kapler, expected to be the front-runner for Dodgers skipper. To the hard court, where Derrick Rose will play tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Bulls take on Dallas in the preseason finale, according to coach Fred Hoiberg. Rose was cleared for contact earlier this week. Bulls opened the regular season Monday against Cleveland at home. And Greg Popovich has been selected to succeed Mike Krzyzewski as head coach of USA Basketball after the 2016 Rio Olympics. Bears cut Jeremiah Ratliff after he showed up to practice in no condition to play and got into a heated confrontation with GM Ryan Pace. The team signed veteran lineman Ziggy Hood to replace Ratliff on the roster. Elsewhere in the NFL, Marcus Mariota will not play for Tennessee Sunday. Zach Mettenberg gets the start in his place. Johnny Manziel expected to be the backup for the Browns this weekend despite a run-in with the law earlier this week. The NFL is still investigating that incident. Ben Roethlisberger is questionable for the Steelers-Chiefs game. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And Cars.com's service and repair feature lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit edusports.com.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building. Something bad's going to happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 303 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Discover, we always look to our Friday conversations. We look forward to talking to this guy.
Olin Kreutz joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Olin, what's up with your boy Jeremiah Ratliff? What the hell was that?
You know, I don't know what happened there. You know, obviously having some of my own problems, you know, you hate to see a guy just getting thrown out like that, but something bad must have happened. All the details haven't come out yet, but you hate to see them just give up on a guy that fast, but obviously not knowing all the details, I don't know everything that went into it.
Is one of those you say, hey, give it up, but is one of those things like that because that's sort of what you sign up for when you have a team full of, you know, 52 players or 53 players, football players? Is that sort of what you expect, that kind of attitude?
Yeah, so, a lot of us come there and we come from a background of, you know, drink some beers or whatever it may be, and you're hard to handle, and that kind of personality. Obviously, there's a few guys like that in every locker room, or at least there used to be when I was in the locker room. But, like I said, I don't know what happened that day, but, if it was just an argument or, you know, he was just arguing people or a little out of control, I would like to see him get a second chance. But, again, I don't know everything that happened.
Yeah, I've been told it was a lot more than just an argument, down to the point where the threats against Ryan Pace were so scary and specific that that's why they called the police. And it was this, sort of the point of no return. So
yeah, I guess there's no one on the team or in the locker room that can talk him off his ledge, so to speak, or bring him down. Or, you know, some guys I struggle with it sometimes too. When I played, you get too much alcohol and you get a little crazy, and you need good teammates and good people around and guys that are willing to get in your face and tell you when you're wrong and whatever may come. I mean, whatever Ratliff may do to you, it's better than him doing it to Ryan Pace. So I would like to see one of his teammates, or maybe they weren't in the area. Like I said, I don't know the story, but, you know, get in his face and tell him that this isn't the time or the place. And even if he throws a punch at you, I mean, you can get over that. Just at least the guy didn't lose his job over this.
Did you have somebody do that to you at one time or another, get in your face?
Yeah,
and say,
I mean, I had good teammates, you know, and a guy I'm on air with, you know, he helped me out a lot when I was young, Big Cat, and he would get in my face and tell me when I was wrong, and sometimes you meet guys like that.
I remember that day. That was a bad day for you and Fred Miller and some other people, and there was.
Right.
But I'll give you credit that you didn't hide. I will say that for the team didn't hide people involved. But once it got out, you came out and you owned it. And I think the team kept winning, and it ended up being a really good team. But it's the kind of thing where I thought that, you know, I wasn't quite sure what it was. But that,
right.
that day
right.
at the FBI range, you know, and I remember it happening, and then the story got out. And the fact was that because the team didn't then try to go into full lying about it mode, I think that they were able to get past it quicker by being a little more transparent.
Yeah, and to be honest, it was a different era where, you know, it's not just, you know, clean everybody up and clean everybody out that doesn't fit a certain mode and get them out of here. It was a kind of an era of, you know, boys will make mistakes, I guess, to put it another way, that, you know, and you know, they helped us get through it. And whose fault it was, you know, it was everybody. You know, me and Fred, both of us are at fault, but you know, we got over it like men, and you know, there was drinking and fighting and whatever else went on. But you get over stuff and you move on. And because of that, because they kept me around, I got to keep playing football and got to keep, you know, having a good career.
When the bye week comes around, what would you do to make the most of it, to make sure that you could balance trying to relax and trying to get away from the game a little bit with making sure you don't lose any edge physically or mentally?
Especially this early in the season, I wouldn't get too far away. I take every game film that I could and take it home and watch, you know, every play and see where I could get better and where could I improve, and keep getting a few workouts in, or if I had an injury, I try to get healthy. But I definitely wouldn't get too far away from the game. I try to stay as sharp as I could and you know, start studying my next opponent and start getting ready for the rest of the season.
See, that's interesting. I don't know what the attitude should be when you have those, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. If the player just says, oh, screw it, I'm going to go do something, get away from football. I assume, Owen, there are guys who do get away from it or try to a little bit.
Yeah, and to be honest, for some guys that works. Some guys do need to get away from football and get refreshed. And if you feel burnt out, then by all means, get away. But do whatever you need to do to come back ready to go. And you know, nowadays, I mean, you have your iPads or whatever it may be, and you can have film with you anywhere. So I don't think watching film would kill you. But hey, if that doesn't help you, don't do it. You know, like you guys said, there's 53 guys in a locker room. What works for me doesn't work for somebody else. So you can't force everybody into a box. If a guy feels like, look, on this bye week, I need to get away to play my best football when I come back, then by all means, he should.
I'm glad you brought up watching film. It's something that Matt Bowen has talked a lot about in his career. And as we've discussed with others, that it's easy to say watch film, but there's a difference between looking at it and watching it. And some guys can sit in a room and look at it, but it doesn't really mean they know what to watch for or how any of what they're watching is actually applicable to how they're going to do their job in a given day, whether it's a matchup or whether it's watching themselves and watching technique or film from practice. And Matt said that on a good team, you have veterans who are helping some of these younger kids really understand not just to it's not just a matter of time, but quality as much as quantity of knowing how to make it work. Were you always good at it? Did somebody show you how to do it? Because when I think about Hieronis Grasu, I think about some of these other guys that could get better faster if they know how to watch film better.
Yeah, hey, watching film is definitely a skill. And a guy I learned a lot from early in my career, besides Big Cat and Chris Valerio, was Casey Wigman. Casey Wigman was, you know, we all say a pro's pro, but he was. You know, he didn't make very many mistakes. I always studied his book, and I always watch the way he watched film. So there's definitely a skill to watching film, but and you can learn a lot from that, and that can give you a huge edge in the football if you know how to watch film, and basically you know what's coming before it even happens. But that being said, there are some guys that too much film bogs them down. It makes them think too much, and it slows them down on the football field. So some guys can handle a lot of it, and some guys can't. It's just kind of a... You know, which guy are you? So if you're a guy who, when you watch too much film, it puts too much in your head and you can't function anymore, then you got to watch how much film you watch. For me, studying a lot of film, I felt gave me a huge edge. So I studied film, you know, for countless numbers of hours, but I didn't recommend it for everybody because some guys it doesn't do well for.
Did you know any great players who weren't good at studying film, who really didn't care much, who kind of just watched, like you say, Olin, you're watching,
yeah, yes,
but you're
I
really
did.
Not
sure. I did. I did. Really, really good players who you know, they just, you know, I'd always say there's guys like that, and you're probably not him, so don't try to be him. But there are great players who are, you know, a really good football guy. He watched film, but he didn't watch hours of it. It was Ruben Brown, and Ruben was just... You know, he was one of the best offensive linemen I've ever been around. I mean, he was just an animal on the football field. But, you know, he didn't believe huge, you know, into working out too much or watching too much film. And I would tell the young guys, like, there's guys like Ruben, but you're not him. But Ruben was that kind of guy where, you know, maybe too much film maybe wouldn't have been too good for him.
He was too busy drinking Goldschlager to watch film.
Wow.
That wow. Dude.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
Oh, the best.
Oh, no, yeah. A great football player. That's what I know. And a great...
You know, he when that play, I want to say the play was called Power 13.
Oh,
and,
man.
Oh, God, did he destroy people on that play?
He was one of the most amazing football players I've ever been around. He was just a really, really good football player.
And didn't people, as I recall, this could be missing something here, but didn't people think like his best days were behind him when he got here, right? That he was not the player he once was?
Yeah, and to be fair, he wasn't, but that's how good he was. You know, that's how good he was in mm-hmm. Buffalo. I mean, he was amazing in Buffalo, and he came here, and he still played at a very, very high level. But, you know, O-linemen that know how to play the game with proper leverage, proper angles, and know how to work together with everybody. They're rare breed, so they're hard to find. So we were lucky that whatever happened in Buffalo with Ruben, we were lucky we got him.
So with the Bears off, are there teams in the league right now that you find intriguing that you go out of your way to watch that you want to see more of?
I'll watch, you know, I'm a football junkie, so I'll watch any football game that's on TV on Sunday. So any football game that's on, you know, I like last night I'm watching the the Thursday night game, and I'm watching the college game. So any football game on, I'll watch it.
Yeah, these Thursday night games are getting to the point in the season where most of the Thursday night games are just gonna look awful. I think some guys still have enough early season energy now, but I don't know.
You see that, yeah, like we see.
Well, I mean, it makes it crazy that here they talk about safety. We care about our players. By the way, you're playing every Thursday.
Yeah, they care about their bank account. Let's be honest. So, they're gonna put you on the field and they're gonna make as much money as possible.
Yeah, it's just when you watch the game sometimes, as the season rolls on, the first game's fine. Maybe the first two are fine, but after that, Olin, it's just like torture sometimes. And I think the Niners are just sort of torture in general to watch at this point. But I look at him and I say, sometimes it looks like these guys that I know are fast look like they're running in mud on Thursday nights.
Yeah, Thursday's a tough game, man. It's hard to recover from a Sunday night. You play Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, and then you're flying wherever you got to be, or you're getting ready for the game on Wednesday, and you're suiting up. And your full goal again on Thursday. So, most football games are going to take at least a week to get over. So that quick turnaround, you're not going to get your best football played, 3 or 4 days after your last game.
Were you disappointed in the Bears the other day? I didn't hear what you said. I mean, I think all of us who watched were disappointed. First of all, that we watched that. Oh, my. Yeah, I know.
Sorry,
you
should be supporting our show, man.
Nobody cares what I think. Nobody cares what I think. But was your feeling one of disappointment, or was it, okay, I get it. I see where this went wrong.
No, I was disappointed that they lost a game that Detroit was trying to give to them. Detroit was 0-5 because of all the things they did in that game, mostly because of turnovers, and they gave them three. And, they kept trying to give the Bears the game, and the Bears just didn't take it from them, so... There was a game I thought they definitely could have won, and they just didn't take it from Detroit when they tried to give it to them.
Did you by any chance read the story in Bleacher Report about the drafting and development in Denver of Jay Cutler? Did you see that piece?
I can't say I read. I read about, 3/4 of it, I guess. It was a really good piece, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ted Sundquist, who was a frequent guest on our show and on the station, and was the GM at the time. I learned a lot in that, because I had no idea what a pathological asshat Josh McDaniels was.
Right,
I mean, did you know?
That just sounds crazy, right? But
yeah, was that around the league? I mean, did people know? Were players talking about McDaniel? Did that get out?
You heard rumors that he was kind of crazy and wanted to do things his own way in Denver, but not like that. I didn't hear anything like that. But let's be honest. I mean, in the NFL, some of the biggest egos are coaches now. Coaches have the biggest egos in the NFL. I mean, even worse than players. So I'm not shocked by that.
Except for our guy Brian Billick. He did not.
That's why he's not coaching now.
Except for him.
All right, Olin, enjoy a weekend off. Spend time with the kids, and we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See you, Olin. Thanks.
Olin Kreutz, who has been a delightful addition to our Football Fridays.
Tom is over there right now with him.
We've got more. We'll have Dan Durkin at 4:40 as well. Might have some other surprises in there. But, hey, this is a big day for us every year at Fatty's in DeKalb. We've not taken many phone calls. The only one we took was from that same idiot who we need to do awful things to.
He'll call the rest of the sea. He'll call. Keep calling.
I know.
He will.
We need to send a feral house cat to claw his eyes out.
I had one. But
well,
he's gone.
Find him.
Lowy's
find
gone.
Him.
No,
we could use him now.
We could never find him.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we are here today because of Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
This is a Bears town, so we're bringing you the most complete coverage anywhere. With our biggest and best team of Bears experts ever assembled, we are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While the New York Murphys kick back and chill, waiting for the American League World Series rep to emerge, the Royals and Jays, they're suddenly locked in a death duel as the scene shifts back to Kauffman Stadium for Game 6 tonight, with the home team up 3-2. And don't look now, but the Jays, they've slipped on their hitting shoes again, and when they dig in the box tonight, they'll do so against somebody who's been pretty shaky this postseason. That will be your Yordano Ventor. Two on these digits. In three playoff starts, Yordano's been rocked to the tune of 16 hits, 9 earned runs and 6 walks in 12 largely ineffective innings. Opponents, they're hitting a robust 308 over that span, which should lead to a crooked number early tonight for a Jays team that scored 18 runs in its past 2 wins. Hey, maybe the pressure of elimination plays a role, but if you're asking me, I'm expecting a game 7. And at that point, get out the coin and flip it, because that's what it's going to come down to. I'm BT.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Come.
It's pretty amazing how much we all rely upon our internet service while we're at home. For me, I could be on social media for work, streaming a TV show or movie to watch and enjoy, or I'm on email. I use my internet a lot, probably just like you. Thankfully, I have my internet with Xfinity. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Batacola. My Xfinity internet is always fast and always reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. Even with multiple devices running, the internet service never slows down. Now, based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. So you don't have to take just my word for it. Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs. Whether you surf the web a little or you surf it a lot, Xfinity definitely has a plan for you. Now, if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. And you can make that switch for only $19.99 a month for 12 months. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit my friends online at Xfinity.com. This offer ends 12/8/15. It's a great offer, so don't wait. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So call today for all the info you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. Their number again is 1-800-XFINITY, or visit them online at Xfinity.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. Neumel Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, Neumel Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. Neumel can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit Neumale.com. That's Neumale.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations, so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We've got the second half coming your way in a few moments here. Boys and Bernstein gets it back to some serious sports talk, because that's what we do, you know. Serious sports conversation. And we haven't really, again, the phone lines today. How were the phone lines yesterday? We did that idiot. Why does that idiot wait until I get here to call? He didn't call yesterday?
I don't think so. I get confused because this has been a whirlwind of, you know, we're always on remote and we're in different places, and then Jeff is pouring us drinks. And
yes, he was. I love Jeff.
You
Jeff
didn't even finish off your special Moscow Mule.
I did.
No, you didn't. There were two in front of you.
Yeah, but I didn't order two.
Well, I had the other one.
No, he brought three.
I know. I had the one you didn't drink also.
You did, really?
Yes.
Knock it down, did you? Bastard.
Well, I took the train.
Yeah, well, I did too. And boy, I needed that train.
Oh, really? Is that one that kind of sneaked up on you?
Yeah, it kind of did. Well, It was like later. It was like really, like, oh, my God. And I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it until I got home. And then I realized it. I was like...
See, I didn't know if hazy. I thought Jeff might have done something to us, because that very same night, like the next morning when I woke up, my wife said, "Do you remember having a complete conversation with me in your sleep last night?" And I said, my first thought was
a frightening thought.
Uh-oh. Because my next thought was, "No, I don't." She said, "You carried on a full conversation of absolute nonsense while completely asleep." I said, "Are you sure I wasn't on the air?"
She heard the show?
Yes, that's exactly what I said. I said,
crap?
I said, "You know that's what pays the mortgage." And she was trying, and then she was trying to sort of characterize like what I was saying, like sitting straight up and looking at her and conversing and being out cold. And I don't take any sleep aids. I know people have all sorts of Ambien stories and all sorts of things, but I don't take anything. So all I thought of was like, what is Jeff putting in these drinks then?
Yeah,
I'm blaming him.
I don't know. I don't think I do that. I hope I don't. But I
like, yeah, you better hope you don't.
Yeah, like 7:30, I was gone. Just gone.
Yeah.
Got home and just gone. I don't think I was talking.
Well, you got to miss the Cub game.
That was the best part for you. It was like this hazy state of crap. And I said to her, "What's going on?" She said, "The Cubs are losing, idiot." I said, "Okay, what's the score?" She said, "Well, they got 8 runs." I said, "Oh. Uh-oh.
I think I spent
about 3 hours."
Really?
I was out of it for 3 hours. Honest to God, I was.
I think maybe you've naturally adapted to bad Cubs baseball. If you could develop
sleep through it.
Yeah, develop the same kind of thing for White Sox games, then you got something going there. Then you're going to be very well rested.
Well,
you missed Stoney yesterday.
I did.
He was unbelievable. It was like he was shot out of a cannon. I texted him after. I said, "What got into you?" And he said it was very liberating because he hadn't talked in a while. He said, "I hadn't been on in a while. Hadn't had an outlet. It was great." And just swinging at everybody. Like whacking pinatas right and left.
Including Robin?
Pretty much. If you were listening carefully, it sounded like he's done with Robin. Like it was time for something with a little more experienced and knowledgeable.
I've seen a lot of people who I think are pretty smart at baseball also done with Robin. I mean, I think it's getting to be to the other side. It's not like just crazies. Because around here, when you take enough phone calls, you got a lot of crazy. You know, you don't know who's saying what. But when you listen to baseball people, he's right on the top of that get out of here list.
He will start, I promise you, he will start next season at the top of the managers to watch list.
Right,
somebody writes that every year.
Yes.
Somebody's writing, you keep an eye on these guys whose seats could get hot very quickly. That's one where that's front and center.
I think there's always, baseball's one of the sports where there's always plenty of built-in excuses for managers. There's so many built-in excuses for baseball managers. Well, look at it. I got a guy hitting that guy can't make a play, and this pitcher's having an awful start. I mean, all these things are so built in.
And Robin, this is one of the great excuse years of all time with that first couple months of that season. I mean, Adam Eaton was dead. Everybody on that team was
dead. First half.
And you had so much excuse. You had so many. You know, if you chose the other side of the argument, you said, what the hell is he supposed to do about that? What is he supposed to do about that?
And I get it. I don't like to overreact early in seasons, but this is enough of a body of work now where he's going to deserve.
Seasons, yeah.
He will deserve to be listed as a hot seat manager.
Yeah, I agree. I after listening to Relish Smart and reading something from smart baseball people since the season ended, he's right at the top of the list. And you sort of, when you read it, you take it in, because sometimes you just watch White Sox baseball and you're a zombie.
No, but over the course of the year, though, full year, full body of work, that team was just too dumb for too long.
It was.
And I can't have it. At some point, I've got to say,
as much as
I think there are reasonable excuses. I do think.
Well,
that
he says to you, look, he says, well, we went over that in spring training. We did that in spring training.
Not well enough. Not well enough. Then.
We start with that in spring training.
I mean, look, you get the opposite, too. You get guys like Matheny and Yost where you have a monkey driving a bus. And sometimes, you know, the
Mercedes.
Yeah, was that the line? The monkey driving the Mercedes? But that's in both cases, that's what you have there. And you also do get some really good managers who are undone by bad teams. But over time, you know when you think you could probably do better with somebody who's got a little more polished skill.
Well,
that's what Stoney was saying too. That he said if he wants somebody to perform heart surgery on him, he doesn't want a guy who just graduated the top of his class coming out of med school. He wants a guy who maybe was in the middle of his class who's done 10,000 heart surgeries.
He makes sense. That's the problem with Steve Stoney. Oftentimes he makes sense. But yeah, I get it. I've seen a lot of criticism of managers in general. Read a couple stuff since the season ended, at least the regular season. I've seen a lot of critiques of managers around, and Robin does not rate well. He will indeed, because most of them are gone, so he will be right at the top of the list next year.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Now that the Cubs season is in the rearview mirror, both the players and the front office have had time to reflect on what happened and what's to come. Yesterday, Cubs president Theo Epstein weighed in on the Cubs season, and he had nothing but praise for Starlin Castro.
Kudos to him for, in total, a great year, while not his best year statistically. And he finished incredibly strong, and we look forward to great things from him for years to come.
Elsewhere in baseball, Game 6 of the ALCS tonight in Kansas City. Royals lead the Blue Jays 3-2 in that series. Former Cub catcher Scott Servais, the new manager of the Mariners. The Bears have a bye this week, but that hasn't kept them out of the news. Yesterday, the team cut defensive lineman Jeremiah Ratliff after he showed up to Wednesday's practice in no condition to work and then got into a confrontation with GM Ryan Pace when he was sent home. The police were eventually called when Ratliff attempted to re-enter the Bears' practice facility twice more. Bears have signed veteran lineman Ziggy Hood to replace Ratliff on the roster. Derrick Rose will play 7-10 minutes in tonight's preseason finale against the Mavericks in Lincoln, Nebraska, according to coach Fred Hoiberg. Bulls open the regular season Monday against Cleveland at home. Yesterday, the Bulls waived guards Jordan Crawford and Marcus Simmons. Blackhawks play tomorrow night at home against Tampa Bay. Marian Hossa got the morning off, didn't take part in the morning skate. Coach Q says Corey Crawford will be in the net tomorrow night. The scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. An Exergen temporal scan or thermometer is the top choice doctors and nurses nationwide and should be yours. With one scan to the forehead, Exergen temporal scanner provides an accurate temperature, stress-free. Available at Walgreens. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Holman and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Had a couple interesting conversations so far in the first half of this show with Cubs catcher David Ross and former Bears center Olin Krutz about the Cubs and football, respectively. And we also talked a lot about still the aftermath of how the Jeremiah Ratliff situation was handled by the Bears, by the Lake Forest Police Department, and by the media. It's a very complicated story, and trying to be fair to everybody involved, I contacted a bunch of people after the show yesterday, during and after the show yesterday, and beforehand today to figure out what happened, how it happened, and why so many people wanted to wait 24 hours before informing others as to what was going on when it was a very scary and volatile situation. I'm told, by the way, when they told him to leave, and I just found this information out just a few minutes ago, he never actually left the parking lot. That's why he kept coming back. It's not as if he left the gate and then was able to get his way back through, because there's a guard there at the security gate to get back through. He kept going out to the parking lot and then waiting and stewing and whatever he was doing and then coming back in. That's why he returned three times. And it's why eventually they wanted to make sure that he indeed left.
All right. It may be just the preseason, but the Portland Trailblazers last night scored 61 points in the first 18 minutes of a game with the Clippers. I'm not a defensive specialist. I think that's too many.
Neither is Fred Hoiberg, by the way.
I think that's too many. The uptick was that the Blazers players were, like most benches do, celebrate. They were just kind of going crazy. But then when the Clippers rallied late and got back in actually before the first half was even over, got it within 18, they were celebrating. And it ended up with Doc Rivers and Terry Stotts in a pissing match over celebrating benches. And Terry Stotts thinks it's not right. And Doc Rivers pointed out, well, how about your guys? Weren't they doing that early? Weren't they doing the same thing? Because the Clipper bench, I guess, was going crazy where they were cutting into this deficit, just doing the whole thing, the towels, the jumping, the whole thing. And Stotts took offense to it. It's like, dude, you've been around the NBA forever, and it's a preseason game. You are worried about what the hell the bench is doing? So they got into
also
a little...
get on the right side of where the sports world is going with some of this stuff. I mean, I would say the bigger picture.
NBA bench?
It's like we're back to the bat flips and all that. It's a preseason game and an NBA bench. What are you worried about?
What do you expect, Terry?
And why does it bother you that much?
Cool it.
I'll give this to Rick Pitino.
Oh, dig it in.
He is not only digging in, but if you're doing so with the kind of language that is just absolutely dismissive of all criticism of even the hint that this might somehow topple him from his mighty perch. Mm-hmm. I will not resign and let you down.
Would it let me down?
Would it let you down?
Yes.
Someday, I will walk away in celebration of many memorable years. But that time is not now. He acknowledges that he's disheartened, but, you know, this, I don't know really what to think. I guess I give him credit for sticking out his chin there. This is the, when we immediately saw this, you think,
oh, he did it, man. He's not just like saying, hey, there's no hesitation to him. There's no maybes, there's no ifs. It's now, I'm not.
There's so much money there. He's so important to it. Is it possible that if he goes in just with his jaw stuck out and his finger pointed at everybody else saying, I dare you, that he survives this? I'm starting to think it's possible.
Now, that you know, most people believe the opposite, that he's going to have to leave, that they have. But you know what? I do. I think the one thing I've learned about,
I'm not rooting for him to be ousted. Let the record show.
No, I'm not either.
Because I hate the NCAA absolutely so not. Much. I hate all the lies they're involved here. Yeah. If they want to have their on-campus sex parties, big deal.
Absolutely not. I am not rooting for him to leave. But you try to figure out what universities are going to do. You're probably going to lose. So I wouldn't say, well, you have to fire him. I don't think there's any have tos. Speaking of have tos, it continues on after many years that Chris Webber still hates Jalen Rose. It is, and Doug Gottlieb, our guy Doug Gottlieb, because I believe this, that nobody does better sports business than Doug Gottlieb. They're always tantalizing, they're interesting, and they leave you wanting more.
Nope.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, he tried to get him to talk about Jalen Rose, asked him what Jalen Rose question would have him on the air, because Weber's got a job as a professor at Wake Forest. Oh, for the love of God, Wake Forest? What are you doing? But anyway, he got into a pretty good about it, that he's not talking about him. Why do you keep asking these questions about he? And the bottom line is that he believes Jalen Rose, if you recall, at the time was very honest about people giving him money and giving him things and all this stuff. Chris Webber has never admitted to anything from Michigan. Not a thing.
look who the front runner is for the Dodgers open managerial position. None other than our guy, Gabe Kapler, who is currently the Dodgers director of player development. You remember he did manage in the Red Sox minor league system.
He did.
And he is
a good hire.
But what an ideal hire for Andrew Friedman, too, because this you've got the baseball-y cred. You know, you've got a guy who played for a while. He has already managed. He's super smart, and he also is very friendly to analytics in a way that Don Mattingly just said
not.
Mattingly's comment was, I don't mind analytics, I just don't agree with them. Even
That's
though, Don, the data is not something with which you agree or disagree. It
Donnie
just
Baseball.
Is. But, yeah, Donnie Baseball will ply his trade elsewhere. But that's,
Gabe, I saw that today. I was delighted.
That's a wheelhouse hire.
Yeah,
that's
delighted.
Perfect Andrew Friedman hire.
That's second half. We do it every damn day when there's not a Bears game the day before. Hell, there won't be one on Monday. We'll be back on Monday with the second half. Although I'll be watching various NFL games with a keen eye, as I always do.
312-644.
That's another lie.
6767. Let's see if we can grab some phone calls. And we have a very special guest. Actually, two very special guests here. Because I did know there is a Scott from Davenport sighting.
Scott from Davenport is here looking good.
Yep, he came over to say hi. But more importantly, what are you booing Scott for?
Scott.
The hell. Let's see. And original Jesus is
original
here.
Original Jesus
Ladies
is
and
here.
Gentlemen. There he is.
Ready to take back the crown?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a winner.
Yeah,
Don't you?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think barring any sort of thing that comes up in the background check, that I think...
Come over here. We want to check your background.
Yeah, I'm ready to reinstate.
You know what I'm saying.
I think we're ready to reinstate original Jesus to the post that he had to abdicate to marry a commoner.
Are you willing to accept it again? Show yeah.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
Yeah, he's ready to be.
He's ready. He knows it's a lot of work. It's like Paul Ryan. We have all the various warring factions and coalitions that have decided to line up behind him and support him.
Sky
flying.
Yeah. Show Jesus has returned.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Sex for this.
Fantasy Football Fanatics. The Score's got you covered every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 with Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Presented by Bud Light, starring Joe Ostrowski and last year's Bud Light Fantasy Football Expert winner, Jack Thomason. Listen in as these fantasy gurus cover everything fantasy football and daily fantasy plays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever.
The original light beer is bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears Radio Street Team at Players Pub at 1250 South River Road in Prospect Heights. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and you and your guest could win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears Training Camp alongside Bears Radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Players Pub in Prospect Heights next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there. if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Store for offer details.
How are you spending Saturdays this fall? Get your group ready and experience the excitement of Northwestern football this season.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Games
make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Chris Weber joining us. Where are you with Jalen?
What did you just ask me?
I said, where are you with Jalen in terms of your relationship?
Wherever it was.
The last time.
I mean, Doug, we ain't talking about that. You ain't getting that interview. I'm talking about Wake Forest. I don't talk about him. I talked about him one time on the Dan Patrick show. That was it.
No, I know, but you understand.
I just told you respectfully on your show. I'm not going to talk about
it. Okay,
Professor was teaching a class on culture and sports. Now, do you want to beat me up because I'm not answering?
No, I wanted to, Chris. I want to give you. I just want to make sure to give you context for why I asked.
I'm
not going to ask you another.
What would you ask me after that?
No,
I'm going to put this in for my class as far as how do you handle the media. So I'm going to show them right now. I do not want to answer that question. I respectfully ask you not to ask me that again, so you can blow your numbers up for your show. I don't want to talk about that, Doug.
I guess he doesn't want to talk about that.
Well, one thing,
I think he doesn't want to talk about that.
I would say, Chris, if you are teaching college students how to handle the media, acting that aggressively and defensively when you don't want to answer a question is the wrong idea.
You know, the funny part about it is that I covered a lot of the Fab Five, and he was never any damn good.
as a talker?
Not valuable at all. Not useful, and kind of always on that edge of surly. Where some of the team was great, he was not one of them. And I know he could be. I know he could be if he wanted to.
Smart guy.
But he always had that little edge to him about other stuff that had been said and written about him over the years, and his Michigan recruiting and all that that goes with that. But he, of course, he has never owned up to any of it. To this very day, he does not talk about it. Says admits to nothing in terms of recruiting.
I saw that before. Personally, in when I was working in Raleigh, and our general manager at the time was a member of the championship winning team from 1983. He was the guy named Mike Warren. He was the guy that, remember, Lorenzo mm-hmm. Charles grabbed him. After Lorenzo Charles dunked it, he grabbed Mike Warren around the neck. Mike Warren grabbed him around the neck, and then he looked at him, and I always asked, I said, what did Lorenzo say to you right there? Because there's that scene where he turns and he looks at me, and he goes,
"You let go of my neck, man. I can't breathe, man."
That's all he said. But he, remember, Valvano went down because there were a bunch of guys who talked.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed their voices, and they pixelated the screen. But it was a lot of TV reporting that had NC State players talking about the recruiting gifts that they had received and all of the violations, et cetera. And I knew who it was. I knew who those guys were. And I knew about how intense the enmity was between those who felt a loyalty to Valvano and a loyalty to the boosters involved and a loyalty to the program to never say anything, and those who felt it was the right thing to do when asked to be honest about it. Now, I was uncomfortable because I liked several of these guys and got along great with them. And I understood what the motivation was. I got it. I understood that somebody like Weber really does feel that he owes it because of the way it's done, because of what's going on. You know, it's not laws being broken. That's different.
Correct.
This is just NCAA stuff that you do. Mm-hmm. And over time, my distaste for the NCAA, you know, I get a little bit of, as much as you think it wouldn't be in my nature, but because it's because of my distaste for the NCAA, the omerta of some of that, I understand. I'm not mad at him, and I'm also not mad at a kid that feels compelled when asked to tell the truth. I don't dislike either side of it. But I get it. I get where that difference is.
It's never going to happen. Thank you, Chris. I seen that today. I thought, well, after all these years.
Yes, I'm telling you, it hasn't
changed.
All
these years, it hasn't changed a bit for him.
I've seen it. If I mentioned the guy's name. The guy who ratted on Valvano,
mm-hmm.
in the eyes of many. In his eyes, he was asked to cooperate, and he told the truth, and everybody else saw him as some sort of horrible rat. And, man, his name comes up, and guys get blood in their eyes. They get so angry. Who are on the Valvano loyalists.
I know. There are plenty of those. And I actually thought Jimmy V became a much better guy when he got the hell away from coaching. I did. I thought that as a person. And all of it, I think it does something to you, and it does something to a lot of guys who do it, that may not be anything close to what the real person is like. And I think
I got along great with him.
Yeah, he is I did not at first, did not at all. And I think that I was different campaign in those days, and I knew he was a snake oil salesman, but his comeback in sort of life away from coaching was tremendous.
Well, because I was, give him that. I was
he
around
was absolutely.
Him. I was around him when he was coaching when I was a student, and then afterward, when I interned at the ABC affiliate in Raleigh-Durham, he was one of our experts. And a couple times a week, we'd actually go. I was part of the crew that would go and set up in his basement and film him doing Q&A and stuff like that. And always, I mean, literally in his own house, couldn't have been more gracious. Mm-hmm. And it was
Dave. He lived that second life as a much better guy.
Mike in Palatine, you're on the score.
Hey guys, what's up? My voice is a little hoarse, sorry. So, this thing with Stone, I think he has a real beef with the White Sox on this. They fired the bench coach, which is ridiculous. And I wonder, Terry, you brought this up earlier, or a few months ago, about how the team that Thibodeau was given last year with injured players and some questionable bench talent. I'm wondering if there's a parallel between what's happening with the Reinsdorf organization now on both teams. They fired the assistant coach a couple of years ago, a member of Thibodeau. Now they bring in a guy, Hoiberg, right, who's we all know is friends with the general manager. Ventura is clearly not qualified. He's a go-along, get-along guy. Are there some parallels here, possibly? Sadly?
Tom was fired for different reasons. Tom had a hard time, dealing with actual human beings.
Yeah, Tom's the opposite of Robin. Yeah, everybody gets along with Robin.
Yeah, Robin is a well-liked guy. It's just, Mike, with Robin, I think when you read baseball people who write about the sport for a living and really understand, have done it for decades and studied a lot more closely than I have, that they understand how actually bad he is at managing. And they could cite things where I could just watch a game and fall asleep and pretend it never happened.
That's the better idea.
Yeah, that's actually the better idea. But Thibodeau was a different cat, man. That's a different. And Rod Adams, yes. That's something you shouldn't do. You never go and fire somebody's lieutenant. We said it at the time, and I stand by that. And next thing you know, well, a couple years later, he's fired. But that was a whole set of circumstances that had nothing. Because Robin is a beloved figure, but a bad manager.
Round Lake, Sonny, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great show. Hey, I like to make a comment on the Bears coaching. You know, everybody's talking about what players doing and what players should do in the bye week. But, you know, what I got to advise for John Fox is he should go to the game clock management training class, you know, because we lost two games because of the game clock management, and John Fox is very bad on the game clock.
Well, yeah, he needs help. He needs a special assistant in charge of telling him what to do relative to the clock, or at least giving him options. Say, coach,
he's bad at a lot.
Yeah,
do you want to
set this up for your defense, or you want to take some risks offensively? Here's what you're looking at time wise. He needs a guy, somebody assigned to handle that for him.
And plus, he can't. You know, aside from that, which he obviously can't manage, and with that, by the way, he comes with that reputation as a guy who struggles with that part of the
easily
game.
Confused.
Yeah, easily confused. But he is the son of a Navy SEAL, if that does anything for you. And the other part of it is the conservative nature of the guy just overwhelms everything else. I mean, for the love of God, this is the Bears, and it's the Lions you're playing.
We're taking phone calls at 312-644-6767. Bud Light has brought us to Fatty's in DeKalb, one of our favorite places, and Jesus is back.
So, Jesus, he is
returned. And good things are we're here. The call of the archangel, and I'm not quite sure what else is supposed to happen because that's not my
Mike Socia's calling.
My side of the testament. I'm over on this side, and I don't really know what all is supposed to go on. But
I think he
judges everybody, and then I got to go to the lake of fire for a while. And
he's judging you as he sits.
Yeah, I don't
right
think I, I'm not think I'm supposed to
now.
Get out of the lake of fire because
no,
it's kind of hot.
I
over
think
there,
a lot of people would like you.
Property
there,
values are lower there, so it's not a good deal for me. But anyway, he's here and he's been reinstated to his official Jesus position. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled, and only on the score, featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley,
Paul Barkish,
Dave Wongstead,
Matt Bowen,
Brad Biggs,
Mike Florio,
Dan Pompey,
Zach Zaidman,
Jeff Joniak,
and more.
Every breaking Bears story,
every practice,
every game,
and all Bears news in between.
Let our team lead the way.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I know it because I've heard from you. Everybody who has enjoyed these opportunities to find spectacular wines at a fraction of retail price, thanks to Cameron Hughes at chwine.com. People want to step up their wine game. People want to say, you know, I've always wanted to try, but I haven't been sure, or I can't really do it with the budget, or I've got friends, or my wife is into it. So this is what you're going to do, and it's your opportunity, your entree to becoming a better, smarter, more informed wine drinker, and a happier one, because you're going to be drinking better stuff via chwine.com and the spectacular opportunity I have for you. What Cameron Hughes does is he goes to the best vineyards around, because more often than people understand, vineyards make more than they need for a certain bottling run. And then as part of his deal as a negociant, he buys up the remaining juice, and then he bottles it, but puts his name on the bottle with a lot number, and then he takes the other winemaker's name off. So he can describe the wine, he can tell you what it is, but you get it for often 50% off and often more. Here's an example, and this is perfect for you if you're just getting in to really good wines and you're looking for a good starter here. The Lot 447, the 2012 Lake County Red Blend. This has won award after award. It is a multiple gold
medal winning wine. Denver International Wine Competition, gold. San Francisco International Competition, gold. Winemaker Challenge, gold. This thing has been rated 92 points, 94 points at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. This is a great barbecue wine. It's got a smoky nose on the front. You get the blueberry and raspberry with tannins that aren't overwhelming like some of the bigger cabs. It's 60% red Zin, 20% Petite Syrah, 20% Syrah. This is the kind of thing that would often go $40 a bottle for this particular juice. You get it for $13. That's what we're talking about, and it's more than easy to do. That's the lot 447. So keep that in mind. When you go to chwine.com and you take advantage of free shipping on your entire order. A case of wine is expensive to ship. This ships for free, and you get a free sommelier corkscrew that retails for $25. It's a great deal. Free shipping is a huge savings, but you got to do this. Go to chwine.com, use the code Dan, D-A-N, chwine.com. You have to click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter my code Dan, D-A-N. Don't wait. The wine's fantastic. The deal is fantastic. So do this now. Go online to chwine.com and order it today.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialist